This is Ross Lally, Chair of the Bolton Finance Committee, and I'm calling to order our regular meeting of November 20th, 2025. And doing so at 7:16 now. Might have been 15 when I started, but it's 7:16 now. And I will just go around. We have some new members, and I'd like to go around and make sure that they introduce themselves so folks know who they are. So everybody knows me. I'm Ross Lally, Chair, one of the members at large, and I am a non-voting member for things of finance and other issues on the board because I hold a paid position as registrar of voters. So just to let you know, I don't, and it helps me encourage other folks to participate as well. So we'll go around.
Tyler Egner, member of the public.
And we have to vote you in at some point.
Yeah.
So let's continue on.
Sure. Ashley Phelan, so I'm the Board of Ed representative.
Dave Russo, Superintendent of Schools.
Melissa Whelan, the at-large.
David Coles, Board of Selectmen representative.
And then let's go on. And online we have Mary Johnston, our board clerk. Does wonderful notes. I don't know how she understands and figures out what we talk about, but she does and does a really good job of it. And we have Jill Collins, our chief financial officer, and James Rupert, Jim, who is our town administrator. And I'll just ask for the new folks. Mary, would you like the new guys to identify themselves when they speak, or are you going to figure it out?
That would be nice until I can recognize their voices. That would be wonderful. Thank
be
you.
The two voices you don't know.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
I distinguish between everyone else too.
So, let's go on with the public participation, and I do not see any here. Anybody from the public? So see, make sure I'm not missing anybody. Nope, that is it. Small turnout tonight. So let's continue on with the approval. And actually, you know what? Just occurred to me, Tyler, we have to vote you in as a member. Mm. So right now, it's not on the agenda. So we might want to save that for next month. And if we save
well,
it for next,
you can put them in other, because this isn't a special meeting. It can be added.
Okay, so we'll take, well, you know what? I will entertain a motion then to move. Well, we could just add that under other. Let's add an item under other and do it now so we can decide whether or not Tyler is going to participate. We have a quorum without him, but I'll entertain a motion to move. Yeah, let's create another item under other. We'll call it D1, which is appointment of member at large from the community, and move that to after public participation. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
So motion made by Ashley. Do I have a second?
I'll second. That was David.
David Cowles, you pronounce it?
Coles.
So motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, abstentions, then the motion passes by voting members present. So we have Mr. Egner, who was one of our members at large and did not win during the election. And we do have a vacancy that was created by the resignation of one of the other members at large, one of the Republican members. And at the Republican Town Committee this meeting this week on Monday, they nominated Tyler to return again to, fill that vacancy. So it would be for the 2 years that was left of that particular term. So I don't know, Tyler, if you want to say anything in your defense.
I'm happy to be here and serve the community. Learned a lot in the past year and looking forward to working with you all and towards the same goal I know we all share.
And so it's basically it's the Republicans, because it was a Republican position, we nominated Tyler. So I will just ask if there's any questions you folks have for Tyler.
No.
No, thank you for
Yeah.
volunteering.
Yeah.
It's hard to find volunteer.
Yes. I'm glad you guys stepped up.
Yeah,
Thank
really.
you. So then I will entertain a motion to formally appoint Tyler to the vacant position
So moved.
for the member at large. So it's moved by Ashley. Do I have a second?
Second, Melissa.
Seconded by Melissa. Is there any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries by those voting members present. Actually, I was told I can actually vote on matters of order like this, not as long as I don't vote on any financial things. So then you can count me in as another aye. So then the motion passes by the voting members present, which includes me for this one. So welcome aboard, Tyler.
Thank you.
And then we'll see who winds up being officers at our next meeting. So then we can continue back to public. Well, we did public participation. We'll do approval of the minutes for October 16th, 2025 regular meeting. And it should be in your package. And for the folks who weren't here, you could ask questions, but I don't think you can really vote on to whether or not you
Yeah.
approve of the content. Yeah.
I also wasn't here during this meeting. It was at the same time as a Board of Ed meeting.
Correct. Well, we could always postpone it to the next meeting when more of the members will be
Yeah,
present.
we might need to do that.
I'm trying to think of who else would be present. Rodney was present, so he's going to be the other representative, he told me, for the Board of Selectmen. So maybe we can postpone it then to the next meeting because it's really just me at
Yes,
this point.
Tyler.
Well, Tyler was here too.
See me on here. Listed as present.
It'd be you two, and then as well as Jill and Jim.
Yep.
Has another Board of Education member been picked yet for the Finance Committee? Just so that when I know who to send information to.
I don't believe so. I think what we
Oh,
heard
okay.
is they're going to be appointed at their next meeting, which is in December, which would be before the next Finance Committee meeting.
Okay, great. Thank
So
you.
Ashley's just here because nobody voted her out yet.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens. Lots of changes going on.
The other Board of Selectmen representative would be Rodney.
Correct. So then we have, you have Ashley is the Republican rep from the Board of Ed. Then we need the Democratic rep to replace Rhea. And then we have Rodney will be coming to represent the Republican position on the Board of Selectmen. And then we've got Tyler and me and David for the members at large. I'm sorry, Melissa's a member at large.
Yes.
You're the selectman. I'll get it straight
It's all right.
eventually. So we could just postpone the approval of the minutes till the next meeting, because since there's only two of us here. And we'll do the minutes for this week and next week then. So we can then move on to the elected official and town and staff reports. And I guess we'll start with you, Jill, because you're the first one on the agenda with the tax collection summary. And Jill, you're muted if you are talking. Up, oh, there we go.
I was trying to get back to tell you I was trying to get it so you can see it now.
Okay, yep.
Okay. Now I gotta move everybody over to the side because you're on the numbers. Okay.
Yeah,
So
and I asked everybody to ask you
that's
questions,
wrong one.
the new folks,
That's
so.
wrong. That's a wrong. This is the right. Nope, that's wrong. Hold on. I gotta
That was
re-bring it up.
a
Yep.
year ago.
I had the wrong one. All right, let me bring up the right one. Give me one second.
Yep.
Bear with me 1 second.
Is this your second over here? How many years?
I completed two.
Two. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And she survived at least 2 years. You can do it too.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Now I've got the right one. Okay, yep. So we're at 99.86% collection for the current property tax, $65.72 for motor vehicles. And supplemental is now going to be, did they say they were doing it twice, Ross, twice a year?
Yes.
Supplemental instead of once in
yep.
January. So we're already starting to collect money for the supplemental. And that's a new one. We've never had anything collected by now. So it's 80.51%. Prior year is 67.59, and interest and fees is 33.27 for a total.
So that's all. That's for late payments, then, correct?
Late payments and fees. If sometimes Lloyd collects copy fees and different kinds
oh, okay.
of like that, or bounce payment fees, and so that's in that fees, interest and fees category.
Okay.
And then you can see down below. We compare to last year at this time, but it there's a big difference, but it was a whole different situation last year versus this year. We just started getting all of our, well, we've gotten all of our collection, but last year we started earlier in collecting taxes. So that's why there's a big difference. And we collected the overpayments also last year. So that until we get to December, where you see it drop off, that's when we start to pay it back to the individuals that had sent their letters in. So
yeah.
It's kind of skewed from last year. You really can't look at it and compare because it's just not this. It's just not comparable.
For the new people here, last year we got the referendum done in two votes, if I recall correctly. And that way the tax collection started at the beginning of the fiscal year and you wind up getting about 95% of them over the first 2 months that they're due. And this year we didn't collect them until after the sixth referendum. And so therefore we're getting the revenue in late, which then shorted us some interest because we would typically have had this in there for a month or two already. And the other thing new is we used to do the supplemental motor vehicle levy just once a year, and now we're doing it twice. And that gets us some extra revenue in that we gain interest on earlier by doing the two payments. And another thing you'll hear coming up, if you haven't heard it already, is can we pay taxes twice a year? And then that's just so you know, they're currently one a year, and the selectmen would have to act on that to change it to twice a year. And then there's a big impact from lost revenue from interest. And the more interest we're collecting on our accounts, the more it matters. If it's a year when interest rates are low and it's only 1% or so, then it's not as big a deal as now when it's 3.75 and we're getting 4% interest. Mm-hmm. And we made almost $500,000 in interest, you know, during the last fiscal year. So just keep it in mind when you hear the discussions that come up, just a little background for the new folks. Anything, questions that anybody else has? I am seeing no questions. Jill, you may proceed.
Okay, so I'll just let everybody look at it. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them for you. So the top is just property taxes again. Then we get into other the other revenues that we receive in the town. And then we go down a little further and the Board of Education's grants and, that they get and other miscellaneous things. And then town aid roads that we receive. But the rest, the ones above up here are all, they go into the general fund.
Who writes our grants?
Your question was who writes our grants? I think it's Mr. Rupert.
Okay.
Jim, am I correct?
Sorry, I couldn't find the unmute button. Yes, you are correct.
And for the Board of Ed as well? Or
our central office team does ours.
Okay.
So Jim is for Board of Selectmen, and then your central office team for Board of Ed.
Does anybody have questions, or do you want me to go on?
Question. Nope, I think we can move along.
Okay. All right. Then these are the expenditures through October 31st. Everything's pretty much on target. There's nothing that is questionable. We're not worried about any of the accounts at this time. And this is just the information compared to 3 years prior to.
Jill, for auditing, when do we have to go get a RFP for the auditor?
I'm sorry?
For the auditing line, when do we have to go to?
I think there's one more year left after the one we're in right now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And before I forget, for the new folks, we do hire an auditor to look over our books. And if you guys have questions for him, we can submit them to him, and we can also have him come and present. It's something we haven't really taken advantage of in the past, but he is available to us. We hire him. He works at our pleasure, and we really have not taken advantage of the fact of, taking advantage of his knowledge and input in the past.
Do we pay him on a as needed basis, or is he like on a salary?
It's a requirement of because we receive grants, state and federal grants. It's a state statute. We have to be audited, and they have to be licensed with the state. So, and it's an annual figure.
Okay. Yeah. It's a lump sum stipend for doing a set amount.
He's a contracted service.
Okay.
But don't feel as though, asking extra questions is going to start billing us.
No.
Extra.
No, he actually would appreciate we ask him questions. Sure. He told me.
Okay. Sure.
Is everybody okay with that? Or can I go on? I don't want to rush anybody.
Melissa, thoughts? Ask away.
Yeah, I guess at what point do we start sharing this information with the public? Nobody wants to do six referendums again. How do we become more transparent with what's negotiable, what's non-negotiable?
We have a section on communications coming up.
Okay,
and
great.
We can talk about it there. So if you have specific questions on these items that might then, inform that conversation.
Yeah, I think that'll probably go into that, how do we get some of this information out to folks? And
I've been having that as an agenda item.
Okay.
And I know David Caruso has some thoughts on that. And if you folks do, by all means. So anything else under expenses. All right, I guess we can move on.
So this is a new item. This is just the based on the talks from it's upside down. Hold on. All right. So this is based on talks from the last meeting. This is what was spent out of the grants for the month of October.
Yeah, thank you for adding that, Jill.
You're welcome.
Sorry about the delay getting in. It's Rodney.
Hey, Rodney.
What's the public incentive grant?
And then
it's for the library.
It's for the library? It's
the library, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mary, if you could just note that Rodney just arrived, and I think it is like 7:36 because he's actually one of the members of the finance committee now.
So the public incentive grant is for the library and it can be used for any library materials like she would purchase with town money. We get it once a year.
Okay. And again, when you say town grants, these are for Board of Selectmen. They're not the ones for a Board of Ed.
Correct. I'm going to move on then.
Okay, move on then.
These are just a few of the transfers that were done for October.
The comment about emergency building boarded up, what does that relate to?
That was the discussion we had with the Board of Selectmen of materials had to be boarded up on the house on Birch Mountain because that was not boarded up in a timely manner after the fire.
Oh, the fire at the house.
Oh, okay. Not a town building.
Okay, because well, the way
the town had to expand.
Yeah, because the way it's worded, I was going to say, what emergency building do we have?
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I could add, there's been a lien placed on that property for that amount.
I was about to add that.
Oh. Yeah.
So the town expended the materials because it had to be done within a certain amount of time. Yeah.
And they put a lien on the house to recoup that.
Right. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I asked about that the other day.
Yes, we can continue.
This is thus the balances every month in the general fund. And then I have 2 years look back. And as you notice that there's a lot less than last year at this time, and it's because of the tax collection timing, and we're using more of the ARPA money.
And what was I going to ask? Oh, just for the new folks here, the agreement that we have with our bank that holds our general funds money is that we stop getting interest if the balance drops below $5 million, and we also start paying fees. The fees aren't that much. It's more that you lose the interest. Because the fees are about, they said that when the bank was here, they said they could, typically they'd be about $1,800 a month.
It's so actually a very variable number because it depends on how many people bounce checks, how many ACHs, how many there. It is very variable and unpredictable, really.
A question for you, Jill, because this is what I forgot to ask our banking partners. We're getting interest on that $5 million. That correct?
We are not getting interest on $5 million. It's anything above $5 million.
So we never get interest on the amount below $5 million. That's $5 million or less, correct?
Correct.
I sent a letter asking for clarification on that. Rodney thought that we did get interest on that. And so I've got a disjoint in what I'm hearing now. No. So
I am too.
No, so 5 million does not, that 5 million is in there and it does not receive interest, but we don't get charged for any of the charges. Bounce checks, ACHs, positive pay, all of those services, the armored car, all those services we get for nothing because we have an amount of money in there not receiving interest. Anything above the $5 million gets interest. If you were to get rid of that $5 million and it be zero, your interest rate's going to go right down. You're not going to get the same interest rate you do having that $5 million in there.
And Jill, the comment on the interest page, thank you for adding that. I think that was a request last time, was just to add a little bit more of the provisions of how the agreement works. Mm-hmm. If we can maybe add what you just said about that additional kind of clarification as like a second bullet point to kind of build upon that. I think that would be helpful for reference every meeting.
Because I guess that my question then is, how much are those fees that would we be exposed to? Because you could be getting like a couple $100,000 of interest on that 500,
right?
That 5 million, as opposed to not getting any interest on it. So again,
yeah, but you, like I said, your interest is not going to be 3.75. It could go down to 2. It could go down to 1.5. I don't know. We'd have to ask the bank, but you're not going to get the 3.75% on that on all of the money.
It will definitely it's a formulaic based on LIBOR or, you know, whatever the federal funds rate is plus a margin. Is that what it is?
They said they didn't say what it is. They said it's based on the federal funds rate when we had our meeting.
Okay.
And that they didn't say how much of a margin they're making, but you can figure it out if you know what interest we're getting and you know what the federal funds rate are.
Okay.
It seems like they're getting about 0.25% or something off of it. It just, again, I'm just asking the question just so that the public is aware and so that we can answer questions like that. Because to me, I sit here and I think, is there another way to get better use of our money as opposed to just not getting interest on it and to avoid fees? And again, I don't know if we can or can't. It's just that the selectmen vote on this and this is what we, you know, find out as we, you know, get into it. And I would just like to understand better if there's some other ways we could get better use of our money, because $5 million seems like a lot to leave sitting around to avoid fees.
Right. Yeah.
So again, I'm just putting it out there, because if I think of this, I'm sure there's other people out there in the public who manage their own money and I try to keep the most use of my money too. So again, it's just a question. I don't know whether we can do better or not. It's just a question that I get when I hear we don't get interest on $5 million to avoid fees.
So who do we ask?
It sounds like we not have the $5 million to avoid the fees only, but to guarantee the interest rate to be a reasonable interest rate.
Well, we're putting $5 million to get interest on everything above $5
million. Right.
Well, putting
correct.
$5 million to cover the charges that
and the charges, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay,
all again, the services that they provide.
I'm just curious to see what
the structure,
how it all the structure of it, because I've never seen it.
Yeah,
and it just seems to me a lot of money to hold to avoid paying fees and to get interest on the amount above $5 million. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know what the structure is, I've never seen it. Maybe we could get a copy of the agreement for the is that something we could get? Because I'm seeing some nods over here.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because just kind of like rough figures, like
it would just help us
understand.
It would help us understand and have a fact-based conversation. Because otherwise, I'm sitting here thinking like maybe we could do better, and maybe we can or can't. I don't know, because I don't know how the agreement works, and I'm getting some nods.
Yeah. More information would be great.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something we could get, Jill, for the finance committee members to see?
I could give you what the quote was that they selectman was presented.
I just heard Ashley say the signed executed agreement. It should be, you know, FOIA available, so there shouldn't be any problem with the board.
See what I can do. I can give you what was presented to the selectmen. For because they're all e-documents and it's very different. I mean, I'll see what I can do.
See what you can do, because I should hope that there's a signed document sitting around someplace.
Well, it's not. They're all e-documents, so I'll have to.
But they're signed electronically. So let's just, you know, I can chat. I'll probably be in the office tomorrow or next week when I'm in the registrar's office, and we can, you know, talk and see what's available. But That's our question.
We had somebody that participated or came to the meeting. I forget who it was and if they were curious or interested in joining the finance committee, but they were a banker.
Yeah.
It would be nice if, you know, we had somebody in town that maybe could participate via public comment that maybe has some experience in banking. to be able to say whether it's competitive or not. I personally don't know whether anyone has banker around town that's in your network. They could add some value. Yeah.
So there's someone in town.
Right.
There has to be somebody in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Tyler must work with bankers.
Yeah. So just keep that.
So maybe you could do some research for us.
Some initial reaction of, hey, this is a decent agreement versus say, it's not even competitive. Yeah.
Jill, our banking partner is Chelsea Groton.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And now it's the Board of Ed information. Let me just turn around. Oops, I turned it around and then went right by it. Okay, there you go.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Going on to the Board of Ed section of the agenda.
So nothing very exciting here to report. I think it's probably a good thing at this point. As of October 1st, you can see we've expended 23% of the budget. Compared to last year, 21%, so it's pretty negligible. We're right on pace, and we fully anticipate being fully expended at the end of the year. As far as transfers, we had a couple minor transfers in the last board meeting. I think they were like $50, or they're pretty small. No transfers over $10,000. You can see attached are the grants that we currently have. And then if you take a look at the, I think it's the third page of the grants, you can see the 24-25 and some of the use of funds. So you can kind of see what those grants are used for. And we anticipate using them for similar things this year.
Is this the correct page that you need, just like that's correct?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. 24-25. Right, so the use of the funds summary. So when I first started looking at this without that on the right-hand side, I kind of was asking a lot of questions about, well, what do we use this for and what goes in here? And so I'm still learning a little bit about that and what we put in what grants. And some of them are very specific what you can use them for and what you can't use them for. So sometimes that is a little restrictive and makes it a little challenging. For example, there are two grants that are not currently in here because they have not been officially put on the site for us to get access to. One of them is a seed grant. It's a grant that I believe it's about $17,000. It has to be used for students that have IEPs, receive specialized education. And that's very restrictive also. It can't supplant current programs, which makes it a little more challenging, but we're trying to get creative and see how we might be able to use that money for our students. And the other one is a DRIP grant. The DRIP grant, I believe, is going to be around $57,000. And that has to be used for any maintenance, construction, repairs that need to be done around either school for maintenance purposes. So again, the details haven't been released yet. We anticipate getting that DRIP grant money probably sometime in the spring. Mid to late spring is what they're saying. The obligatory comment about special education and the landscape of special education can change at any time based on needs of students. And so we're always monitoring that and taking a look at what PBT teams decide as far as what student services are required. And oftentimes there's a dollar amount attached to that. So try to be conscientious of that. Another thing that is going to have a significant impact on our budget this year is health insurance costs. I was in a Zoom meeting the other day with about 20 superintendents around the state, and they were getting two numbers that were very surprising. One person said that their insurance company told them 43% increase, and another one came in at 64% increase. We had our meeting yesterday with our broker, and he told us to probably anticipate 14 to 16% increase. So we're probably going to go, I talked to Saul this morning, we're probably going to build in a 17% increase for our budget projections in hopes that it'll be a little bit lower.
And when you say our broker, that's the one with the state plan, correct?
Yeah, Brown and Brown, yes. Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, so...
So the state plan then is still the best deal, it seems, for
absolutely.
The insured.
Yeah, these self-insured, I think, were the ones that were 43 and 64%. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of scrambling around right now to see if there's other more affordable options for them.
They're probably in smaller risk pools, which is part of why.
Right. We started having our budget meetings. I started having the budget meeting this week with the building principals and department leaders, and my first time going around, but it's been really encouraging the level of attention that they put into preparing theirs and thoughtfulness around the current climate in town, and understanding that it took six referendums. So they're really being careful to make sure that they're asking for exactly what they need, and not asking for things that they don't need. In a few instances, budgets were reduced because they no longer need certain things that they need last year, which was nice. So definitely clear evidence of the people preparing their budgets with that fiscal responsibility in mind, which is really nice. So at the very beginning stages of it, but so far so good.
So on the seed grant, I actually was talking to a few other special ed, you know, directors in other towns, and they had a few ideas on how they were planning to use it. So okay. I can kind of run that by you. I don't know what we have on our list. And then the 17%, I was shopping some business insurance today. That was right in line with that. Yeah. So I'm not surprised with that.
I felt pretty good with 17% when I was hearing 43.
Yeah. It's still a large number, but it's better than the other numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge everybody faces too. It's not just the you know, municipal governments. It's the
but that was the private, small business rate that we saw today, you know.
Yeah, it's private employers, everybody, unfortunately, because of the way we do healthcare.
Any questions on that? Okay.
Anything else? Jim? Mr. Rupert, Mr. Rodney. I just was going to say...
Nothing more from me.
No, what I wanted to ask too is because David brought up David Caruso brought up the budget process that the school started, and I know that the Board of Selectmen have also done so.
So at this point, we have solicited for capital budget, which was due last week. We didn't get all the responses we expected, so we'll actually be chasing department heads next week to try to get all the submissions, because we will meet as a committee sometime in January. I think, you know, we've got to confirm dates with the committee, but Kathy and I are planning somewhere around mid-January for the first meeting, and probably a week or 10 days later for the second meeting, because we need to wrap up capital in the month of January. We've also sent out budget worksheets to all department heads with a letter, you know, explaining that we expect it's going to be another tight year, that we expect very tight budgets, and they have until December 22nd to get those budget back to us, at which time I will start to review them.
Any questions for the town administrator on budget?
Is this the normal timing every year?
It is.
Yeah,
it is
for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And we, as the finance committee, are the ones who approve the capital. We recommend the capital budget to the Board of Selectmen, who then determine what it will be.
And the truth of the matter is, we started talking about our budget when the last budget passed.
Yeah. Good.
So when the referendum passed, we started our wheels turning and trying lay some groundwork for work ahead, but the official work, yes.
Yeah. Okay, we can then continue on to our ongoing business, which was communication. And I can tell that Melissa wants to jump into this one. But this has been an ongoing item that we started discussing last year. And Amanda and Ashley and I had formed a subcommittee to do communications, and we really need a broader base than that. There's just the three of us, and it was hard to do. So anything that we can get as suggestions is greatly appreciated. And I would also then like to get started with it as much soon as we can, because I don't want to go through six referenda.
Nope.
It's disruptive to the staff for Board of Ed and for the Board of Selectmen. It's disruptive for the town folks. And I don't want to have to deal with it as registrar, because it's a lot of work setting up those referenda, and they cost about $6,000 each.
Yeah.
So you wind up with diminishing returns when, you know, as we start reducing the amount that we're cutting from the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent about $30,000, you know, $36,000 on referenda. So it's a number of reasons to avoid them. And I don't, you know, and as far as how we avoid them, it's, I'm relying on other folks to help with that conversation and how do we get messages out to, you know, the town through what media do we use? Because mm-hmm. people hear things through different channels. Some like print, some like to come to these the coffee and conversation meetings we have. Others like social media. And so usually not one method works. You need to, you know, you basically use a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. So again, I'm just setting the stage. So whoever wants to jump on, you know, jump in, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think as many platforms as possible. We have a wide range of folks in this town, from those that like social media, those that actually like something tangible in hand. Do we have like a little budget to produce anything that we could distribute if we put something together?
I think it's expensive.
Yeah.
We don't have
a budget specifically in our budget as the finance committee. We'll talk about that more. Budget, Jill, it's what is it, about $2,600, if I recall, for a finance committee?
$3,000 was last year.
Okay. As I know, we raised it a little bit. Mr. Mora suggested that to cover some of our, you know, administrative expenses.
So to do a mailer, it was very...
Yeah, a lot of what we do, it's for the fees that we typically, they're paying for, you know, Mary, for example, as our, you know, board clerk. We also pay for any notices that we have to put out.
Yeah.
So it's mostly to cover those types of expenses. Sure. We don't have anything specifically for this. We've been relying on either Amanda or, to a lesser extent, me and sometimes Ashley to put things together in our own time and get them out on the website. Amanda was very good at going on social media and communicating with folks. That was, you know, her area of expertise. I participated in these, you know, coffees, but we don't have a specific communications budget. We rely on Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen.
And I wasn't necessarily thinking a mailer, but maybe some sort of, you know, is that something we could put together to put out at the senior center, to put in the library, to
a simple graphic, something that you can print out, and
where maybe some folks may want a hard copy.
I don't know. Can you do door hangers? You know, do we get out and put? Yeah. You know, is that an option?
Most of what we can do, we have much more freedom before we approve the budget. And once we approve, you know, a budget and put it out there for, you know, the town meeting, the first blush, we can't advocate. We can only, explain.
Sure.
So if there's more communications to be done up front, you know, now's a good time to do it.
So you're just even advocating about when the meetings are for these next couple of meetings, when the budget's being decided.
Oh, that's fine. That type of stuff.
Yeah.
Because we want actually... The challenge that I have is people come to our public hearing, and it's basically at that point, everybody's worked really hard to make their budgets fit together, and then people want to have drastic changes, the public. And it's kind of late at that point, as opposed to they start getting involved now. So that's kind of hard part of it, because it's the holidays. And you're not going to get much action from anybody until like after New Year's. So then you only have a few months for us to put the budget together. Board of Ed meets on it. Selectmen, you know, meet on it. And it's really important to get the town folks input up front. Jim, for that coffee and conversation, I think we were Rodney, we were talking about that there's going to be one in next month, right? Is it before this finance committee meeting?
Correct. And I will say that, you know, the finance committee has worked hard before at producing some documents, and we have done just as you've suggested, Melissa. They get printed, you know, we print them at town hall, we put them at the library, we put them at the senior center, we put them at the town clerk's desk, we put them at the selectman's office. So that is one of the tools that we have used in the past. You know, as Ross said, know, it's normally Amanda and Ross and Ashley that have been producing those. But, you know, they do a great job. The message is pretty clear. And we've, you know, we've helped them by printing them and distributing the ways that we can.
Have we ever surveyed our town folks about how they would like to receive communications?
Yeah. We were talking about that the other day.
You just like, mentioned that too.
Yeah. Okay. They're like, we need a survey to figure out what like the best method is. We need to figure out the best method to get the survey.
To get the survey.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was the, sure. the conundrum.
And if
yeah.
they don't answer, you know, they don't use
it. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Need to send one at a time, apparently.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, we need to develop the plan where after the budget referendum, you know, passes, we start putting these pieces together to be able to disseminate the information.
Yeah.
It might be a little late this year just because of the timing.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So.
Yeah. We probably see the most amount of like noise, and by noise, I don't mean it in a bad way, but feedback on social media.
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell how many people that really represents.
Yeah, it seems to be the same people over and over.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not informed. They use other sources of information than what we are obligated to work from.
So maybe that's a good path forward. But
I mean, our older population is, I'm sure, struggles with social media. So, you know, and there's some of the ones that.
Not all of us.
No.
You're not old, Ross.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I'm older than Paul,
yeah.
That's a separate issue.
But I feel like we might be missing a good chunk of the population by just focusing on social media.
Yeah.
And that population may be the ones that tend to say no.
They are.
So
I think there's a good number of them. We're missing the people who say no. There's a group that of about 500 or so. And then there's a large number in between that some people always vote no, and there's about an equal number that always vote yes.
People don't vote.
And then then the majority don't vote because we get 11 or so hundred people out. It's dropped off since COVID.
Yeah.
We get about 1,100 who come and vote either yes or no. And that's out of almost 3,900 registered voters in town, so, which is actually a really good number of registered voters because we only have 5,000 people in the town. So the challenge is to really just, part of me is like, I don't care as much as whether they vote yes or no, as long as we got more people out so you know what the general feeling of the town is.
Right. Like the first budget this year, it was like very small number. So it was hard to tell whether people were not a yes or whether they were actually.
Or are they just waiting for everybody else to do the work for
them? Right.
Yeah.
Do we have access to the no's and those that don't vote?
You have access from the registrars of voters to who voted. We have no idea how anybody votes.
I can let you know
if you want to request it, I can get you a list of who voted because we have to do that after every election.
Yeah.
We do who voted. It's a manual process entering from the list. Everybody you get checked off on when you come in to vote. We enter that into the voter system.
I think it's a question of like, how do we meet them where they are and like what type of communication would work best for them?
Right. Trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to share something else really quick. We've also attempted on multiple years to bring this to the seniors at the senior center as a well advertised event with the Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
When it's been effective, we've gotten 6 or 8 people. But it most often gets canceled because we get nobody showing up. So we try to meet the seniors where they are, and we haven't found an effective method to do that. And I think that's where the printed copies are helpful, you know, by leaving them at the senior center in the library. If somebody's got another great idea on how to reach this more senior population, that would be helpful.
We've also used the Community Voice channel in the past. Yeah. I personally have not done it, but the chair before me, Emily Bradley, did.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that that's really reaching a lot of people anymore.
I'm surprised it's still around.
I know. They're struggling.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We do YouTube videos. you know, there's a bunch of, you know, other options that we might not, you know, have explored. I think, David, you and I were talking about some things.
Yeah, one of the things, I had a couple of things. One thing that I'm looking into trying to do for the school system is a promotional video, primarily for Bolton High School, that we can show to Columbia families. And so I was thinking, like, could we expand that to the town of Bolton? And maybe, you know, maybe it's a video that just kind of highlights all the awesome things that Bolton can bring.
Right.
And maybe it's something that, like, real estate agents, when they're showing a house in Bolton, doing an open house, they can have that playing on loop on the in the island, in the island on an iPad or something.
Sounds like a good idea. At least a worthwhile investment.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So
as many people don't, they don't know what's going on at the high school. They don't know what, how great it is.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and what they have to offer.
Voting time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? What does this budget really go to?
Right.
And we talk about, I mean, when you ask people to live in Bolton, why they live in Bolton, they're not short of answers.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of great reasons why Bolton's an awesome place. And so I could think if we can remind people of that,
right.
You know, with some kind of promotional video, I think might be a decent thing. I was also thinking, like, last year during the cycle, we heard a lot of people having challenges navigating the website. And so I don't know what opportunities we might have to take a look at the website and, I don't want to say clean it up, but maybe make it a little more user friendly for people. I was also thinking, you know, we heard time and time again, people struggling to find the information once they got to the website. And then sometimes they found some of the information to not have the clarity that they wanted to. So is there a scenario where we, after our meetings, we put together like a one page snapshot summary of here are the highlights of our meeting? Because I think, like, in the meetings that I've been a part of, whether it's coffee and conversations, the three board meetings, there's been some really good questions asked by the public and information shared. And I think a lot of aha moments from people.
Yeah.
But how do we capture that and then be able to put it out there so everybody can kind of see that, whether you were, so if you weren't at the meeting, you can kind of.
And it also validates people who went to the meeting because you could quote them up, you know, not necessarily by name, but they see what they said up there.
I think once we were able to reach more people, like in the coffee and conversations, more people came last time than the time before. I felt like they've just been more and more productive. And we asked them, I think people that walked away felt heard and felt more informed when they left. So I think that's something we should continue doing also. Yeah.
I think those are good.
I agree. Those are very informative and they're almost fun sometimes. And you get a lot of different faces that. They just ask things that, you know, they're obvious to all of us, but not to them. So it's I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, and sometimes they have good suggestions to even questions.
Yeah,
outside the box.
Yeah.
And so how do we broadcast that so everybody's hearing that if you're not tuned into the meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess since we have a coffee and conversation coming up, before next meeting, it might be a good thing to think about, like, do we want to do a summary after that meeting? Mm-hmm. And if so, who's going to do it? And where does it get posted? And how does it get disseminated? Mm-hmm. Do we put it up on, you know, with a link on the website, with the under finance, or where do you put it?
I think once you have it generated, it's pretty easy to put it wherever you want. Like, you put it in the bulletin page, you put it on social media.
What's the day of the next one, Ross?
What's our next meeting?
It's the December 18th.
December 18th. So we got a month.
Yeah.
We'll go quick.
I agree with trying to find someone to put that together after the meeting, but also try to get the information out before the meeting. You know, Amanda was always the one posting, you know, hey, this is going on. But if you get it from multiple people, then it's going to only help because it's like, oh, it's not only one person trying to push this agenda.
Yeah, because one is let's get the message out that we're having the meeting. That's really important through various channels. And then the other one after that would be is how do you get it out to folks afterwards? So you're probably going to use the same channels for both, whatever they are.
I'm pretty sure.
Conversation.
Is that going to be before the finance meeting on the 18th?
Yes.
Yes. Rodney, you were saying something. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure that a lot of that stuff is posted on the Bolton Facebook page as well, on the Facebook page, as far as social media goes, because we can't be posting on absolutely everything Bolton as the town. That just doesn't work. So we have our own Facebook page. If somebody links it to it, then that's another story.
So when Harry, one place we can put it is on the Bolton Facebook page. Do we know how many people ever use that? You should be able to, this should count the hits that we get.
Yeah, just look at how many people are subscribed.
We're subscribed.
Well, you subscribe, right?
Because I'd like to do both, because sometimes people subscribe but don't bother.
Right.
So maybe that's some information. I don't have access to that, Rodney, but maybe that's right. Something you could, you know, find out, or Jim, you know, what, how many subscribers does our Facebook page have, and how many hits do we get typically? And right. David,
yeah, I don't know off the top of my head, but that's information we should be able to find out pretty easily.
Yeah. Because Facebook loves it when you mine stuff like that. That's why they exist. They exist to sell that kind of information.
Data overload.
I just asked Dave if he knows if any, if all the seniors or students had picked their capstone projects. I'm wondering if this just general topic is something good for kids at the high school. Might be interested in, you know, joining some of the meetings and doing the recap afterwards.
That would be wonderful. Yeah. That helps them with
community service hours. The capstone projects for this year have been selected already, but maybe possibly community service.
Or even if they're not doing this.
There's a chance that there's a teenager out there savvy.
Even if they're not shy, even if they don't want to
be a little bit.
Could they do a little bit of a, you know, step back or analysis of the best way to get this stuff distributed? Could talk to some seniors. I don't know.
Even if they've got their community service, you might just find somebody who just wants to do this stuff.
They have a passion for it.
Yeah, right? We had a couple of, like my class said, absolutely would have been all over that.
Because they got a passion for it. And the nice,
unfortunately not.
And the nice thing about it too is you plant a seed, know, that they were involved. Yeah. And if it doesn't work, you know, it's like stuff that I didn't notice at the time when I was a kid, but now I find it's interesting because my father was involved with the community. So here I am.
How do we get that involvement?
You plant the seed. It doesn't always grow right away, but then it comes back at a later date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be a senior, right? Junior, sophomore. Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Actually, I brought my daughter to the Board of Ed meeting. She was presenting at it. And then afterwards, she stayed and she, you know, actually enjoyed it. She goes, Mom, I really like
hearing about this.
She's fifth grade.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I would impress her.
Because there's a lot of free resources with people interested. And maybe some of the people will come to this coffee and conversation, because I've also had some people reach out to me that were interested in trying to get involved. They didn't want to run for office, but they wanted to help with doing surveys and, that type of stuff.
We should.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's another thing we add to the coffee and conversation. Yes. If we need your help.
Yes. Who would like to help out?
To help turn your... Like, I don't like the way you do it, into how can I help change it?
Yeah.
Oh, like we had Amanda, who is formerly Board of Selectmen, on Monday. She came in with like, hey, budget to help simplify some of these sheets. It might be helpful if you put it on this spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. And she had this whole like thing lined up and designed to kind of help that process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she plans to do more of that.
Mm-hmm.
In her supposed retirement.
Yes.
I told her she wouldn't be able to stay away.
Yes.
It's not in her DNA.
We need her.
So you would talk to the principal? Is that
how? I'll talk to the principal about any students that he may know that are savvy and would possibly like to participate in this.
That'd be great. I like that's a great idea.
Yeah, because I think it's one of these things, the more the merrier. To get, you know, just to get people involved and feel they have a say in it, because that also builds some positive feelings too.
Yes.
And they have more ideas than we do.
Yeah.
We just have to find them.
Right.
Hi, what are your thoughts?
I think on that topic as well, you know, if we were just talking about kind of like the video, you know, doing like a video, or if we could do like a short, you know, after the meeting or after a coffee conversation in the finance meeting, kind of have like a quick recap, like 1 minute video of, hey, this is what we went over. Mm-hmm. These were kind of the big highlights. So that way you have, you know, you can link out and put the video out, and then you have, you know, a quick one pager for those that want to read that. And I think that would be
that would be pretty recap.
Effective. It is. Yeah, it is.
Definitely.
Because we get over with the meeting and then we all want to go home and, you know.
Yeah. But I think that is where missing.
I do.
Yeah.
So any students would be interested in doing a video of the meeting?
Yes.
The right. You know, the coffee and conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll ask.
That'd be great.
So they would essentially be our board clerk for that meeting? Sorry, Mary.
Yeah, because we had, because in the past we haven't posted minutes or anything of those meetings. And so I think that leaves a vacuum in people's minds is like, what happened?
Right.
Especially those who were there were happy and they told a couple of people, but what about the folks who weren't?
Yeah.
It's just an informative conversation, not minute worthy.
Well, it's not minute worthy, maybe, but it's worthy of recapping and publicizing the conversation.
Right.
People like Sheriff Austin aren't willing to come out and say them themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is when we do have these, is just to encourage people to speak, because sometimes they sit there and I can just tell they want to say something that they're afraid to.
Yeah.
And when they speak, it gives us a little more information to go on and what direction we need to go with the budget.
Right.
You know, it's challenging when you don't know why people are opposing the budget.
Right.
Yeah. Specific census, you know, on why.
Yeah.
So like Ross said, sometimes when the budget's already been set after the fact, it's difficult to get that information. Now is when the information is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So my question then would be, since we all came up with a bunch of good ideas, do we want to do another subcommittee? We have to have, if we have more than three or more, let's see, we have quorum is four because there's seven of us here. So we have to be careful that if we meet ones or twos, it's not a quorum, but we should also probably want to do a formal subcommittee where you talk about this, and that's also open to the public, because that's what Ashley and Amanda and I did. So I don't know, because it sounds like there's a lot of good ideas, and like the place to you know where is paved with good intentions. Yeah. So
it as part of our broader group and having it as an agenda item. I think we just have to be better about the execution.
Correct. Well, that's what I'm getting at. Because if we just leave it here with a whole bunch of great ideas and nobody owns any of them and nobody has a commitment to bring them and have them bring them to fruition by the next meeting, it doesn't go anywhere. Okay. So that's what I'm thinking is like, how do we do that? You know, there's nothing that prevents having another special meeting.
So you could also hold a special meeting to discuss it.
It's just a lot of meetings.
I think it would be great to if you went to the principal and we get something, you know,
and we'll talk about it.
At the next meeting. Like we have, even if can that person, if there is somebody, can they come to these meetings? Right, they can.
So the public.
Yeah. Right. So maybe that's the next step is. Who can we, even if it's a couple kids and they want to do a rotation?
They would be an agenda item. If we know they're coming, they're an agenda item. We'll be under the communications. They actually get to present and have this be part of this conversation.
Right.
No different than what we're, you know, doing now.
Yeah.
So it's good experience for them, you know, in presenting, you know, to the public. So I think it's a minimum. What sounds like it's practical is we have to come up with a summary after we do the next coffee and conversation and have to figure out a way to get that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I guess who wants to do the summary though?
After the...
Yeah, the meeting. And where do we put, you know...
What is that?
The 18th.
Our conversation.
And what time is that?
Another. What time is coffee?
Yeah. What time is it, Rodney and Jim, for coffee and conversation? The meeting's at 7:15, so we're having the coffee and conversation, at 5?
Yes. 5 to 6? Oh, that, well.
Is it 5:30 or 5:15, right? So we're going to go up to the...
Yeah, you'd want to, I think you'd want to have a, you know, butt up with just a short break in between.
So 6 to 7? Is that what we're thinking?
I think we did. I think we did, Dave. I don't know if you remember, but I think we did 5:30 I think we started at 5:30 last time.
That's what I thought.
The last one was earlier because it was before the selectmen's meeting. So it was like 4:30. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I know. But I know we did. Maybe we didn't do one before.
Maybe we should decide first how long we want the meeting to be. Do we want it to be an hour or an hour and a half?
Well, I think we did an hour and a half last time, and it and we were running late because people still had more questions.
Well, here's the thought. If you do it 5:30, then you have a time to leave a short break so people want to bring something to eat.
Yeah, well, I would say like advertise 5:30 to 6:45, and that way when it runs over, it's nobody's surprised.
Yeah, it's better to give back a little bit of time than to not have it.
And another option might be if somebody's got it in their budget to bring Mary in to do minutes, you would have your...
Yeah, I was going to ask, the coffee and combo isn't recorded or anything?
It was recorded on Zoom, the last one.
It was a Zoom?
We had Zoom up on the screen.
I don't know if it was recorded.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm pretty sure we recorded it, but nobody is taking minutes.
So, it's not posted on the website, on the website.
Right, because we don't take minutes, so we're not posting the minutes on the website. That's correct.
So who actually is hosting this? Is it the Board of Selectmen or is it the Board of Selectmen and Board of Ed that's doing? I don't know who's the host of it because I would imagine the host would coordinate all of that.
I think it was a joint thing. We're both doing it. That's why we were doing it.
I can see somebody come do the minutes. I can see if somebody can come. I can get somebody to do the minutes.
Okay. David volunteered to find someone to take some notes.
Very good.
And then Walter just put like a link or something to it that specifically covers the conversation, coffee and conversation, wherever we put it might be under budgets or something.
Or maybe you put it on both the selectmen and board of ed.
Right.
And coffee and conversation might not always be about budget. I mean, right now, I suspect for the next few months it will be, but I'm not sure that's how we started. You know, it's just, you know, it was an idea that we had last year when we were struggling, and it turned out to be one of the best attended events that we've had. So we carried it on. People seem to enjoy it. I think people are more relaxed and they're asking more questions. And they're sharing more information, and we learned something from every one of these sessions.
Yeah. It's a different atmosphere than the public hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's too, for transparency, because we were explaining a lot of grants and areas where the money's going and projects that are underway and projects that are coming. It wasn't just budget.
When we were canvassing this fall, it was definitely one of the hot button issues of like everyone wanted to talk about the budget. You know, there wasn't too many other topics, so I can't see too many other topics in the coffee and conversation, although it would be nice to have some other items as well.
Yeah. So sounds like David's going to get somebody to take some notes for the coffee and conversation, and we will take it from there then. And we can also discuss it afterwards. So wrap that one up and we can move on to what do we have on here after communication, new business, draft of the meeting calendar for next year. And these are just the regular meetings, correct, Jill?
Yes. So we've already have the first meeting in January for the new year already done, so we don't have to worry about it being a special meeting. And I added January of 27 so that we don't, if we approve all of these, then we won't have to worry about that being a special meeting next year.
Well, and then just for the new members, edification is that this is just the regular meetings. And when we get into the budget cycle, there'll be a bunch more to cover public hearings, special meetings, you know, and whatever that are needed as we go through the whole process.
So they're the third Thursday of every month.
That's the goal.
So does
most I've ever seen.
Does anybody have any questions or comments on the budget?
I'm sorry. We don't meet July and August unless the budget hasn't passed, and then we continue to meet. But Finance Committee is off for the summer.
Doesn't have to be, but that's what we've been doing. It's not written into the charter or anything. But we need to make a motion on this and approve it, and then I have to submit it to the town clerk because we all have to do this. I have to do it for Inland Wetlands at that next meeting.
I make a motion that we accept the calendar as presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Tyler. Motion made by Rodney. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So it's approved by all voting members present. No nays. So I will send the copy of this over to the town clerk then, saying that we approved it at this regular meeting.
Ross, I can do that for you because I'll take the draft off of it.
Okay. Then I'll let you do it, Jill. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So let's go on to our 2027 audit budget.
So the 25,000, I assume that's just because we haven't completed it yet. We're still in process. Is that
no? That is what was charged. That is what we paid him in fiscal year 25.
Interesting. What was the engagement letter for? What did we have as a fee in the engagement letter?
I want to say that I don't remember. Well, it's not. The price isn't in the engagement letter. It's in the contract. But and I don't have that in front of me. I want to say I think it was under what he has in the contract, but we also have to worry about the single federal audit. We will have to have that this year and next year because we've used more than $750,000 in federal grant money between the school and the town. So we don't normally have a federal single audit because we don't usually spend that kind of money, but because of the ARPA money compounded with money that the school gets, it is over the $750,000. I don't know how much he charges for that, but the reason that it was $45,000 before is because we went out for an RFP, and at any given time you as the Board of Finance could decide to go out and break the contract with him, and he can do the same. And you more than likely will not find anybody to do it cheaper than that he's doing.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, because that's what I recall too, Jill, is that we put the higher figure because we were not sure whether he would accept, and we wanted to go and put it out for an RFP anyway, just to do our due diligence, as opposed to just renewing him without seeing what the options are.
Right.
Knowing what audit fees are, I find them reasonable.
He's very reasonable. He is very reasonable.
And been very happy with the quality of work and his engagement as well. So
that's great feedback.
Comfortable keeping the budget consistent. And if there's a little savings, that's fine. But
yeah, it's better to have give back a little bit.
Yeah.
Like this, because what we get 20,000 back, it's better to do that than with the current environment, try to go and collect more, move it between other budgets that are already being.
And having a high quality auditor as well gives peace of mind to a lot of people that are also very skeptical over the budgeting process. Sure. So,
yeah.
So, do you want to keep it at the same?
That'd be my proposal.
Okay.
So when you say the same, it's the $45,000.
Yep. And I can submit this to along with the other one to Jim and Kathy when we're done.
Do you need any motion on this?
I think so, yes.
So then I would ask for a motion to approve the proposed auditing budget for $45,000.
So moved.
So I have a motion made by Ashley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Melissa. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So it's approved by all voting members present. And this is our budget, which I will finish filling out the paperwork for, and I'll submit that, Jill, after we get an idea what the committee wants to do.
Okay.
So after our previous discussion, should that be going up for advertising promotion?
So the advertising that's there and has been charged to that account is the advertising for the public hearing.
Notices, yeah.
Only thing. So you, if you're going to do something like you're talking, then yes, we probably should add some.
So is the payroll lower and the admin services higher just because of how people were paid for, like, clerk, etc.?
Correct. They were originally payroll, but because it our payroll, I mean our clerk was it, or she is from out of state, sorry Mary, she's out of state, we would have to pay their income tax to all these different states if we have it out of state. So we decided what was best for the town was to do as a contracted service,
right?
Just, you know, for the liability of it. So that's why. So we transferred the money from payroll to official administrative services.
So is that payroll line going to go away for next year?
If Mary stays, yes. I mean, if there's times when Mary can't do it, I wouldn't totally wipe it out because you might want to have a little money in there for when Mary's on vacation or she can't be there. Just so we can cover somebody to do it. That's what I would suggest. But
okay, no, that's fine. Then we can always transfer it if needed.
Correct.
So then how would you, I'm just thinking then, do you want to put, let's see what the total we had in there was 2,300. So do we want to leave 500 there and then have the balance of 1,800 under official admin services? Let me just go and make a note on that. So we have payroll, I'll put the request will be 500. And the official slash admin services will be 1,800. And then to Rodney's point about advertising, because I do recall that, like Jill said, this is really just put it in the newspaper because it's a requirement by the legislature, even though there is no local newspaper and nobody, you know, reads them anymore, but we have to do it. So that's what that's for.
Newspaper does it go to?
Which newspaper does it go to?
Right.
We used to do, the Current, Jill?
I believe it's the Hartford Current still.
Yeah, because we used to do the JI, but it's not really around anymore. So
make you do that?
Hmm?
They make us do that?
Yes, it's a legislative requirement. There's a lot of stuff you'll find like that if you get involved, like with the registrars. There's a lot of things that don't take into account new technology.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who still reads the paper?
Yeah. Okay. But we have to do a lot of our stuff for the registrars also by statute. It has to be posted in a paper that nobody's going to read.
Okay.
And you spend money.
That sounds a good use of money.
Yeah.
Great.
That's one of the things you'll find. There's these little mandates. The legislature doesn't keep up with certain things because it's sexier to make new bills and get your points for showing that as opposed to cleaning up some stuff like this.
Right.
So, yeah. So again, just for advertising, then would it be prudent to put something else in here And then I don't know how much it's going to cost because we really haven't thought through it or talked about
it. Maybe not yet. Maybe that's something as we move along this year and
the budget cycle.
Yeah.
I would just
I would maybe leave.
Well, the only thing is I would suggest that if we were going to put anything in that you put it in now, it's better to put it in and then take it out later that you don't need it than to go ask for more later in the budget cycle.
Just don't know. Right. If you were to do something, it would be probably substantially more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't know how to estimate.
It's almost like I'm not
estimating. It's hard to estimate. Right.
Yeah, because we haven't really scoped out what we wanted.
Correct. I think this is more of a scoping out, figuring it out.
But I would do perhaps something like what Jill suggested earlier for the audit. You put in the larger amount, and then it's something that as we learn more and we go through the budget cycle, you can always get, always remove it.
I don't know.
I don't know what the range is.
And I don't know.
Add a couple thousand in there for the moment.
Yeah, maybe we do that. And then, like we said, as we move along, if we...
Yeah, like I said, it's always better to give back money than to ask for it later after the budget goes, as you go through the process.
Yeah, my recommendation would be to either add 2,000 or make it 2,000. And, Ross will likely come before the Board of Selectmen to present this budget. And that will probably not happen until sometime in February at the earliest, and so by then you may have enough information to say we can reduce that by a little bit.
Right.
Just saying it's with, and whenever we do budgets, it's better it to come in a little bit high, and we'll find that when we go through the other estimations that we have to do, it's better to be a little bit high and take it out than when you get after you do the public hearing. Then we learn more because you get closer to the end of the fiscal year. You know how much money is left, so we can start taking out stuff, but we don't really know that much.
Mm-hmm.
So better to put more in now and take it out later.
Sure.
Doesn't look good like when you ask for more later. So you want to put $2,000 in?
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
And again, it's like you said, as you said, Jim, we got 3 months to talk about this more. And then if we need to reduce it, we will. And office and operating expenditures, it looks like we're safe with staying at 500.
That is the annual report. It really should be printing and binding, but it's been in office supplies for a gazillion years. We could change it, but for, purposes of tracking it, over the years, we've just left it there. But I know that we now use CCM, right, Jim, for that annual report, which makes it much, much cheaper than it has been in the past.
Yeah, CCM has been a great source for printing, business cards, envelopes, the annual report. And they do it quickly, and they do it much less expensive than, other area printers that we would use.
So, you could leave that 500 in there because maybe you will need it for some of your
That's fine.
Yeah, and I think the only one that is really a change is really for advertising because of the needs that have developed as we've, talked through this. And if people want to hear more and have more communications, there's a cost to it.
Yeah.
All right. So I will put that in our official budget. So,
a motion for that?
Yeah, why don't you make a motion for it? I always do it.
Do I need to get all the specifics in here exactly?
What's our new budget total on here? Hold on a second. Zero. So 5 + 5 = 10 + 8 = 18. Carry the one. So I got 4,800. Is that correct, Jill?
Yes.
There you go.
I'll make a motion for that. 26-27 budget to be set up or proposed at 4,800.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Is there any second made by Ashley and the motion was made by David Coles? Good, I'm getting it. And any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, abstentions, motion passes unanimously by all voting members. And I think that's it. So you can ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Are you adjourned the meeting?
And Rodney seconded it, I think.
Yep.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Abstention? So that passes unanimously. And thank you all and enjoy Thanksgiving.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.